Then you move down here in verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. In other words, God will make the distinction between the true and the false, that which is real, that which is not. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. He'd separate them. That time has come. The Pharisee who was meticulous in his religious practice will be cast out. The publican who stood afar off and repented will be received. Now you have a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. You see, God will finally deal with the enemies of Israel that were his enemies. Now here's a remarkable verse. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Now, the great tribulation was a time of travail. And Israel went through the great tribulation after Christ was born in Bethlehem. Already been 1,900 years. That's unusual. Now, we have here in verse 9, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith the Lord? God will see that all that he has promised is accomplished. And that little group of 144,000 sealed at the beginning of the great tribulation, they're going to come through it. Not 143,999, but every last one of them will be there. How wonderful. And then he can say, rejoice ye with Jerusalem. What a time of blessing it will be.